In this practice, we are going to be doing some mindful movement. The purpose of this practice is to bring our awareness to the sensations in our body as we move, and to sensitively explore the limits of what we can do with our bodies at any given moment. In this way, the movements become a model for how we can bring mindfulness to everyday life and activities, taking our attention right into the body as we move through our days. So, finding a time and a place where you won't be interrupted and where you have enough space so that you can lie on the floor with some room around you, perhaps on a mat or a blanket to protect yourself from the hardness of the floor. Wear loose and comfortable clothing, maybe removing your shoes and loosening anything that constricts your waist. Beginning by settling into lying down on your back in a comfortable position with the legs stretched out and the feet falling away from each other. Bringing your arms alongside your body with the palms open to the ceiling if that feels okay for you. Settling. Feeling the weight of the body moving down into the support of the floor. Arriving into this moment. Your body fully relaxed and your mind fully awake and alert. As we move through this sequence of movements, we are emphasizing throughout bringing moment-to-moment awareness to our body sensations and to the activities of our mind. Simply being with the sensations created by the movements without trying to achieve anything or get anywhere. It's important in doing this practice not to think about it as a competition with yourself or with anyone else. It's important not to try too hard as if it was a matter of achievement or success or failure. In the process of developing a deeper awareness of and greater sensitivity to our bodies as we move into the postures, the practice invites you to work up to and explore the limits of what is right for your body in each moment. It's important to experience and to dwell at these boundaries long enough to make discoveries about yourself, but equally important to respect your limits and to make wise choices for yourself about drawing back, stretching less far, or holding a posture less long. So let your sensitivity to and understanding about your body override any instructions I give as you make your choices about what movements and stretches are right for you in each moment. Taking care throughout to do no harm to yourself, and if you do have any physical problems, then ask your doctor or physiotherapist before you do these movements. If you do find that any of the movements or the postures are difficult or impossible for you, then either remaining still and using your mind to imagine your body in the posture and taking your attention into your body as you do this, or taking whatever variation or posture is right for you and exploring the experience of this. As we work in this way over time, it is interesting to notice how our boundaries and limits can dissolve and change without striving. So now, coming back to a full awareness of how it is to be lying here, taking your attention in particular to the sensations of contact of the body with the floor, feelings maybe of pressure, warmth, contact, weight moving down. Moving the attention right up to and into these sensations. And as you lie here, opening to the sensations of breath movement, directing the attention into the abdomen and feeling the breath sensations in this place. Being present with the feeling of the in-breath and the feeling of the out-breath here. And noticing if there are tight or constricted areas in the body. seeing if it is possible to gently soften in these places as you breathe out, letting the whole weight of the body rest on the floor. Sinking deeper into the mat on each out-breath. And now, taking a deep, intentional breath in and letting it go. And as you next breathe in, stretching the arms up above and over the head. One slow, purposeful stretch over the whole duration of the in-breath. And when you reach the floor with the hands over the head, letting the breath move out. And then breathing freely while you continue to stretch the body from the fingers in one direction to the heels in the other. Not forcing, but feeling your entire body stretch, the arms, the torso, the legs, the feet. And as you breathe and stretch, opening to the sensations created in the body, using the breath to help you explore the sensations arising in the body, directing the breath into places of intensity, and then breathing out as you soften around the edges of intensity within the stretch. Bringing kindness to your body. And now, on the next out-breath, letting the arms come back over again, one slow movement over the whole duration of the out-breath, and letting the arms come to rest at the side of the body again. Experiencing the arms releasing and letting go as the floor takes over the work of holding them. And settling back into stillness and noticing the consequences of having done this stretch. Tuning into the sensations in the body. In touch with these sensations, whatever they are. Now, drawing the feet up towards the buttocks, having them about hip width apart, the knees are bent so they are pointing up towards the ceiling, so that you're making an inverted V shape with the legs. And we'll do some pelvic tilts. If you have any back problems, doing this with a very fine awareness of what your body is telling you. So noticing that in this position, the lower back is in contact with what you're lying on. And you can emphasize this by curving the lower back further into the floor. And then reversing this by slightly arching the lower back. The abdomen raises and a space opens up between what you're lying on and the base of the spine. As you do this, the tailbone will tilt into stronger contact with the floor. And so just gently doing this pelvic rocking at your own pace, rolling the small of the back down into the floor and the tailbone comes up, and then reversing this. And as you continue to move in this way, experiment with allowing the movements to be in rhythm with the breath. Perhaps breathing in as the lower back opens out from the floor, and breathing out as this gap closes and the lower back presses into the floor. This movement can be very gentle and subtle, or you can find that your upper body is drawn into the movement. Noticing in a lot of detail what is happening in your body as you move in this way, in your abdomen, in your thighs, in your back, And now, bringing the pelvic tilts to a close and drawing the knees up towards the chest, wrapping both arms either around your knees or around your thighs, and gently drawing your knees down towards your chest, and if you like, rocking a bit from side to side, breath flowing freely. And moving now in circular motions. And then reversing the direction of the circles. Very open and receptive to the sensations created in the body as you move. And now, when you're ready, coming to rest, releasing the arms and hands and stretching out the legs again. Dropping into stillness, letting the floor hold you, and opening to the sensations that are presenting themselves in this moment in the body. What are the effects of these movements? Allowing things to be as they are in your body in this moment. And now, taking a deep breath in and letting it go. And as you next breathe in, drawing the left knee towards the chest and letting the breath flow freely as you take hold of the knee with both hands, one to the knee and one to the shin. And now experiment with drawing the knee in closer towards the chest. Opening to any intensity, breathing into it, and then softening as you breathe out. Exploring where the limit of this movement is for you in this moment, and hanging out here. And if you choose to increase the intensity of this posture, you can bring the head off the floor up towards the knee. But only doing this if this is okay for your neck and upper back. Breathing into and out of any intensity. And being very sensitive to the messages your body is giving you and responding to these. And now, gently, with awareness, coming out of the posture and stretching out the left leg. And pausing a moment as you lie here, noticing sensations in the body. Maybe noticing any differences between the right and the left leg. And now taking a deep breath in and letting it go. And as you next breathe in, drawing the right knee towards the chest and letting the breath flow freely as you take hold of the knee with your hands and gently bring it closer towards the chest, softening and opening. Bringing kindness and sensitivity to the limits expressed by your body in this moment. And if you choose to, bringing the head off the floor up towards the knee. But only doing this if this is okay for your neck and upper back. Breathing into and out of any intensity. Being with this as it is for you. Bringing your attention right into the stretch. And now, gently, with awareness, coming out of this posture and stretching out the left leg. Settling into stillness as you open to what is present in your body, right now. And now, moving the body from lying on the floor to being on all fours, allowing the attention to rest with each moment of this transition, taking your time, and settling into being on your hands and knees, having the wrists directly below the shoulders with the arms straight, and spread the fingers wide. The middle fingers are pointing forwards. Knees are directly under the hips, hip width apart. And the back is more or less flat. If it helps, you can place a folded blanket under your knees to give them some additional padding. Settling. Breathing. Noticing how this posture is for you. And in this position, we are going to do some back stretches. So, taking a breath in, and as you breathe out, tucking your tailbone under and arching the back upwards, lowering the head and bringing the chin towards the chest, and breathing in as you flatten the lower back, keeping the abdominal muscles tight to prevent collapsing the back of the waist. And raising the head as you look forward, keeping the back of the neck long and straight. And doing this a few times in your own rhythm, breathing out as you stretch the back up, and breathing in as you reverse this and flatten the lower back. And now coming to stillness, coming back to the tabletop flat-backed position and noticing what is present in your body right now. If you'd like to, taking a few moments to shake out the wrists if there's any build-up of tension here. And now extending the right foot and leg back, either with the toes tucked under on the floor or with the foot up in the air, balancing. And extend the left arm in front at shoulder level, looking out over the fingertips. Feeling the cross body stretch from the right heel to the left fingertips and staying here breathing. Always working within your own safe limits, being sensitive to yourself as you move. But also having a sense of exploring, investigating, discovering. And now, on an out-breath, lowering the knee and the hand to the floor so that you're on all fours again and arching the back up, reversing the stretch we've just done. And coming back to the tabletop position with your back flat. And this time taking out the left leg behind you, either with the toes tucked under on the floor or with the foot up in the air balancing. Breathing. And when you're ready, stretching out the right hand in front of you. And looking out over the fingertips, breathing. Fully present with the sensations being created as you stretch. Breathing. Balancing, wobbling, being present with the sensations. And if you haven't already, on an out-breath, coming back now to being on all fours and arching the back up again. And now lying back down again, on your back, with your arms alongside your body, feet falling away. And just feeling what the consequences of having done this stretch are. Noticing the flux of sensations in your body as you lie here. For this next posture, you may want to remove your socks so that your feet have a firmer grip on the floor. And now drawing the knees towards the ceiling, with the feet flat on the floor, close up towards the buttocks. And taking the hands and arms over the head and letting them rest there. And when you're ready, pushing off from your feet so that your buttocks and then your lower back and your middle back come off the floor. And the body is resting on the head, neck, shoulders, arms, and the feet. And the rest of the body is arched. And staying here, breath flowing fully and freely. In this posture, there is plenty of room to breathe. Feeling the opening of the upper body as you breathe here. Experiencing the sensations in this posture. And as much as possible, letting those regions of the body that are not involved in holding you relax. The face, the neck, the arms. Working up to your own limits and exploring what arises for you here. And bringing sensitivity and kindliness towards yourself as you practice in this way. And when you are ready, if you haven't done so already, lowering the back gradually, vertebrae by vertebrae, from the top of the back down to the base of the spine. Coming gradually back into contact with the floor, gently, with full awareness. And bringing the arms back alongside the body, stretching out the legs. And allowing the body once again to relax. Tuning into the after effects of this stretch. Being fully present, fully with the sensations that are presenting themselves to you in your body in this moment. Now we are going to do a simple twist stretch as we lie here. So drawing the feet up close to the buttocks again, but this time having the knees close together. And breathing in and out in this position. And now letting the knees go over gently to the right as far as they'll go, towards or to the floor. The left knee may or may not be touching the right knee, just letting it hang, not forcing it. Keeping the feet up towards the buttocks. And taking the arms out either side of the body at shoulder level. And turning your head to look out over your left arm, breathing. Allowing gravity to pull you into this twisting stretch. Noticing sensations, maybe the feeling of the abdomen and the chest stretching and opening on the in-breath, and the shoulders and knees sinking a little deeper into the stretch with each out-breath. Letting yourself soften and open into the stretch without any sense of striving, just allowing your muscles to let go and lengthen. Being very alive to your experience of this. And now on an in-breath, unfurling the body, bringing the knees back up, the arms alongside, and the head with the eyes looking towards the ceiling. and aligning the body in this central position. And now reversing this posture, letting the knees go over towards the floor in the other direction, to the left. And taking the arms up to shoulder level, either side of the body. Turning the head and looking to the right. And again, noticing the stretch. Breathing into any places of intensity. Letting go on the out-breath. And being present with being in this posture, opening to any sensations that are associated with being in this particular stretch. And now unfurling, coming back to centre and drawing the knees up towards the chest, hugging them close to you with your arms and hands, stretching and massaging the back. And now releasing this and stretching out the legs, coming back into lying, into stillness. And as you breathe, opening to whatever sensations are here in this moment. And now bending the left knee so that the foot is on the floor alongside the right knee. And taking a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, tightening up the abdominal muscles to protect the lower back. And taking the right leg straight up into the air. With the sole of the foot up towards the ceiling, as far as is right for you in this moment. And then as you breathe freely, maintaining this posture. If you notice that your arms are getting involved in pushing on the floor, or your shoulders are tight, or your face is tense, then letting these parts of your body completely relax as they're not involved in what you're doing. Listening carefully to your body's messages, noticing any sense of wanting your leg to be higher or straighter than it is. And seeing if it is possible just to let go of that. Just coming sensitively up to your edge and then being with your edge. Breathing freely. And now playing with moving your foot around in one direction, feeling the muscles that are involved in moving the foot. And moving the foot in the other direction. And if you want to intensify the stretch a little more, you can take hold of the leg and explore gently drawing the knee towards the upper body. Remembering to breathe. Exploring sensations. Listening to your body. Is it possible to hold this position a little longer or not? What is your mind saying about these movements? Any shoulds or oughts? Just letting those thoughts go. Being open to and sensitive to your own body's boundaries and limits. And now letting the leg come down very slowly, noticing the sensations involved in lowering the leg. Breathing. Noticing the mind anticipating reaching the floor. And when the leg does make contact with the floor, noticing the feelings that come with releasing through the whole body. And letting both legs stretch out again and noticing the after effects of that stretch. What are the sensations now throughout the body? Being present. And now reversing the position of the legs so that the right knee is bent and the foot is alongside the left knee, and allowing the left leg to come up as far as it will go, and settling in here, experiencing the leg being up, breathing. Noticing if this leg has a different limit from the other one, or a different limit from yesterday. Bringing your awareness to the sensations and thoughts about them. And as best you can, letting go of judgments and simply being with your experience as you explore your edges. Letting your back relax and your shoulders, your arms, your face. And if you like, moving the foot around in one direction, feeling the muscles that are involved in moving the foot. And then moving the foot in the other direction. And if you want to intensify the stretch, taking hold of the leg, just being totally present, experiencing the sensations and the feeling in your body as you have this leg up here. And now, very slowly, letting the left leg come down, being aware of the muscles involved, sensations. And when it does make contact with the floor, experiencing the feelings of release that go through the body and stretching out the other leg. Coming to stillness and opening to the sensations that are presenting themselves to you in this moment. Very alive, receptive. Noticing sensations throughout the body. Noticing places of tension. And as best you can, opening to these and being with them, softening around them. And when you're ready, roll over onto your left side and prop your head up with the left hand. And put the right hand on the floor in front of you, getting settled here for a moment. And now on an in-breath, slowly lifting the right leg up to the side in a scissor movement. And just holding it wherever it winds up and staying here breathing. Breathing into the intensity, exploring your limits. And now, if you haven't already, very slowly letting the leg come down. And when it does come down, experiencing the wave of release going through the body. Allowing your experience to be as it is. And now rolling over to your other side and propping your head up with your right hand. Lying on the right side, the left hand on the floor in front of you. And when you're ready, lifting the left leg up in a scissor movement as high as it will comfortably go, holding it here, experiencing the sensations in the left thigh, breathing into them. And now, bringing the left leg down very slowly. And experiencing the wave of release when it does come down. And now rolling over onto the front of your body and settling into stillness. Lying on one side of your face, the arms alongside your body. And in this position, you can feel the body pressing against the floor each time you breathe in, and relaxing away from the floor each time you breathe out. Allowing your whole body to just sink into the floor on each exhalation. Opening to and being present with the sensations arising in relation to lying in this way, and noticing any after effects from the movements we've just been doing. And now moving the head so that the chin is on the floor, and not using the hands at all, slowly as you breathe in, lifting the right leg up with the knee straight and holding it there as you breathe. Noticing sensations, noticing what muscles are working. Breathing, feeling, experiencing. And when you're ready, slowly letting the leg come down and relaxing on the side of your face, sinking into the floor. And now placing your chin on the floor once again. And on your next in-breath, lifting the other leg up as much as possible, keeping those muscles that are not involved in this stretch relaxed. Breathing. And again, letting the leg come down. And letting your head rest on the mat, this time on the other side. And now bringing the chin once again onto the mat and pointing the toes, and on your next in-breath, slowly lifting the head, neck and shoulders, keeping the feet on the floor, lifting without using the hands, looking forward and exploring the limits of this movement for you in this moment, breathing. And opening to the possibility of moving more deeply into the stretch as you breathe in, softening as you breathe out, but all the while being very sensitive to what's right for you. And now on an out-breath, slowly coming down, letting your head come down, letting it rest on one side of the face or the other, letting go. And being fully present with what sensations are present in your body in this moment, noticing the after effects of these movements. And now, coming back up onto all fours so that your hands are underneath your shoulders and your knees underneath your hips. And on an out-breath, arching your back, letting the head come down, reversing the stretches we have just done. And on an in-breath, coming down. And on the next out-breath, stretching up again, stretching the back, and then breathing in, relaxing. And now coming back to the starting position, lying flat on your back, arms alongside your body, legs outstretched. And just lying here, breathing. opening out your awareness to embrace your whole body lying here. Noticing the effects of all the movements we have just done, and experiencing the natural movement of the breath throughout the whole body. And as we come to the end of this practice, taking as much time as you need, gently rolling onto your side before coming to sit and stand, doing this in your own time, letting your body tell you how it wants to move as you end the practice, and knowing that taking the time to be fully with yourself in this way expands your ability to be more fully awake to all your experience, and having an intention to bring awakeness and awareness to whatever you have to do today.